Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Supreme Court got it right on one case, but on another case involving license plates, got it wrong. We're going to talk about both of these decisions coming down from the United States Supreme Court on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber. Matt, the Supreme Court just released two different cases. One is involving the so-called Town of Greece. This is a town that had a sign ordinance that prohibited churches from displaying certain kinds of messages, and they ultimately won at the Federal Court of Appeals, and the Supreme Court unanimously reversed it, saying, no, this sign ordinance is unconstitutional. And on the other hand, there's another case from the Supreme Court coming out of Texas, and it's regarding the Confederate flag on the license plate. The Texas authorities rejected it, and the case went up to the United States Supreme Court. The argument was that it's private speech on public property, and the Supreme Court said no, that it's government speech, and government doesn't have to be forced to speak, and therefore denied the right of that group to have the Confederate flag. We can talk about this issue, and it's not so much the matter of whether it's a Confederate flag or not. No one's supporting or opposing that issue. That's not the issue. The question is, did they get it right as to whether this is government speech versus private speech? And it has significant implications. Let's talk about the first one, though, Matt, with regards to the town of Greece.
Well, the good news is that the Supreme Court overturns a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision, which based its opinion on the fact that the town of Gilbert, outside of Phoenix, did not have a quote, illicit motive or desire, quote, to suppress certain ideas when it placed tighter restrictions on church signs than on business or political signs. And the High Court disagreed with that, found that the sign ordinance was content-based, and it singled out, Matt, and discriminated via viewpoint against churches who wanted to put up signs, road signs, and so forth, and that these churches were being singled out and targeted. So in this sense, the Supreme Court said, no, that is effectively viewpoint discrimination. You can't suppress that free speech, and so that's good news.
That is good news. The court also said that this was a content-based restriction, that the sign ordinance was coming into existence and being implemented only when the content of the message was being targeted. So signs of similar size and location, some would be okay if the content was acceptable to the government, and others, the same kinds of signs and locations or size, were not okay because the government didn't want that kind of message to be displayed there. And we've had these kinds of cases before where we've won over these various issues where they might allow a for sale sign, a temporary sign of a certain size in your front yard to be displayed. But they say, no, you can't have the same kind of sign of the same size in the same place in your front yard that says Happy Birthday Jesus or something like that. That is a content-based restriction. They may say that if it's religious in nature regarding the message, then it has to be a smaller sign. It has to be not on the front property. And so those kinds of decisions are often part of your zoning ordinances with respect to signs. And sometimes when they regulate the size and location and duration of the sign based upon the fact that it has a particular message, it's a content-based restriction. And the content-based restriction means that the government is making the decision because of the content of the message. When the government does that, it has to have a compelling governmental reason to do so, and it has to achieve that interest in the least restrictive means available. It has to ultimately, if it has a strong interest of the highest order, then it has to make sure that it does whatever it possibly can to achieve that interest while allowing the most free speech available. Well, and in this case, the government lost, and the Supreme Court reversed the Ninth Circuit, and this was a good win for the church.
And oftentimes, these towns will use as a pretext that these highway beautification acts and laws, and then when it becomes convenient to discriminate against viewpoint as a pretext, they'll say, no, we're not discriminating based on viewpoint. This has to do with the Beautification Act, the Highway Beautification Act, and give the impression that they're applying this evenly across the board, which simply is not the case.
Well, in the other case, the Supreme Court got it wrong, and this is the license plate case. We have, out of Texas, they rejected a particular license plate because of the message. I think it had some kind of Confederate flag that was a part of this license plates. They're proposed by individual groups or persons, and then it has to get approval by the government, and then it becomes a specialty license plate. Many states have this, and they're becoming very popular. And in Texas, they have a lot of different kinds of signs. There would be signs for different kinds of universities, and there would be signs for different kinds of causes that are on the license plates. And so Justice Alito, in his dissent, said, now, if you're sitting by the roadside and you're watching all these signs, the question is, would you have the impression that this is private speech on the license plates or government speech? Well, if it's government speech, why would the government promote all these different kinds of universities? Why would they promote a NASCAR driver? Why would the government endorse a NASCAR driver? One of the license plates has the name of a NASCAR driver on it. Was that really government speech? One of them, I think, has even an out-of-state university that's on the license plate. Now, why would Texas endorse an out-of-state university? Or, in this case, an out-of-state private university? It makes no sense. As you're watching these license plates, and they have, some of them, different kinds of messages, like, it's better to play golf, or rather be golfing. Well, does that mean that Texas is actually promoting that you shouldn't work and you rather ought to go out and be golfing? I mean, that's nonsense. It's not government speech. This is private speech. It doesn't get initiated by the government. It gets initiated by the private individual who wants a specific message, whether it's for their college or university or for their cause, and then it gets approved. So in this particular case, they did not approve this one license plates. And the question is, if it was private speech, the government loses. If it's government speech, the government wins. And believe it or not, the liberal justices, joined by Thomas, which is surprising, ultimately came down and said, this is government speech, and the government does not have to be forced to speak in ways it doesn't want to. That, I think, is a wrong decision.
Well, and of course, in the crosshairs here, and what no one's really talking about here, what's a target are the Choose Life plates and
right.
the pro-life plates. And there are a number of liberal states that are hostile to that message. So now they can leverage this decision. They have a pretext and an excuse to discriminate based on the pro-life viewpoint and say, no, this is government speech. We're not going to allow Choose Life plates. There are currently 27 states in the District of Columbia that have approved these states, and a number of liberal states have pushed back, and now they have an excuse to discriminate.
That's right. The Choose Life license plates or the God Bless America license plates, but I think particularly the Choose Life license plate is very popular. And in Florida, very popular license plate, one of the most popular license plates. And the proceeds from those specialty plates, they go to adoption facilities, private facilities to help with adoption. That's how it was set up. That's the charity that was chosen by Russ Amerling, who's been responsible for this across the country. These are clearly private speech on government property, and therefore it should be treated as such. When the government discriminates on the basis of content, just like in the previous one with regards to the zoning ordinance, it also should lose in that argument. Go to lc.org for more information. lc.org will see the implications of this license plate case and see whether or not more discrimination might come against Choose Life license plates as a result of that bad decision. On the other hand, the Supreme Court did get it right in the zoning ordinance case with the messages on signs, and the church has a great victory in that particular case. For more information regarding your religious freedom, the sanctity of human life and the family, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also go to libertycounsel.com. That's libertycounsel.com. Sign up for our emails. There are many of those different kinds of emails listed on libertycounsel.com for Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, Liberty Relief International, and much more. Go to our store and research some of our online publications, including our online training program. Go to lc.org or call us today, toll-free.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.